flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
The line judge on the far side, initially his spot was coming in about a foot inside the 40. Then the near side linesman came in and said he was short of it. They had two different marks. Let's see what they come with.
After review, the ruling in the field stands as called.
Wow. Here's the line. Does the ball cross that? Definitively, wow.
Phil.
How did you see it, Gene?
I felt like he gained it by about a third of the football, Jim. That was just my take on the play. Tough play.
I agree.
And that is as important a call as any of these teams have had all season.
There was all sorts of stuff that was going on inside of the AFC title game that had people going, well, there's the conspiracy that allows the Chiefs to do whatever it is they want to do. I'm glad that Shane had the foresight to put Mike Pereira on the show on Monday, because I think that he answered a question that had been burrowed into the mind of every football fan of, like, look, Quest Tech in tennis has been around for, what, 15, 20 years?
Yeah, the Hawkeye system that they use for the lines. A stable cameras on lines that don't move. The football lines move every time they reset the first down marker. But still, it feels like they should be able to do something.
You would think that a business that's turning over $22 billion of profit every year would be at the forefront of the technological advances in sports.
Uh-huh.
I think Mike Pereira gave a really good explanation. If you were wondering, like, can't they just chip the ball?
Put a microchip right in the ball and then just be able to measure it from each side.
He explained it pretty well on why they don't do that.
I think if you look at it, and you said it from my standpoint, hey, you know, you can see where the ball is if you put a chip. Now, we put chips in kicking balls in, like, the spring leagues. And boy, the kickers hated it because it affected the weight of the ball. They didn't kick as well with the ball. Maybe that was psychological, I'm not sure. But will it affect the ball even from a passing situation? But the most important thing is, you know, even if you can put a chip in the ball, you got to put a chip in the elbows and the knees of the players. I mean, when you have these quarterback sneaks, I mean, it's impossible to see, you know, from players on field level, it's impossible to see where the ball precisely is. And you know, they're talking about that play yesterday. I personally, of course, I thought it was short, and I certainly didn't think it was enough to overturn, but I was in a bar also. Our game was over, so I can't be that conclusive from a bar stool. But, you know, I just wonder how that is going to work out, because then you're never going to be sure where the knee was down or where the elbow was down at that foremost point of where the ball is. Pretty difficult, you know, in my book.
If not a microchip, is there anything to do?
I mean, I don't think there is short of a microchip. I mean, look, you can't correct everything. And are they on two separate lines? Yeah, they were on two separate lines because they were really judging the body. I mean, they weren't really judging the ball. I mean, and that you know, you don't like to see it, but it happens frequently. I thought the guy at the bottom had a better look than the one that came in a little bit further downfield. But we're going to see replay get more and more involved as we've had these missed face masks and different things and sliding quarterbacks, as we heard about. You know, is that now going to be reviewable? You can judge the contact, whether it was, you know, forcible or not. I get a little worried when we're going to, you know, try to make everything subject to replay. And it's kind of one of those things to me. Everybody will say, good. Oh, yeah, that's great. We can use replay. Oh, it's great. And then when we have a game that lasts 4 hours, they're going to be like, replay's awful. Replay's destroyed the pace of the game. So I think at some point we just have to recognize that a game is never going to be officiated perfectly. I've been involved in a lot and many, many games over the years, both on the field and in the office grading them. I've never seen a perfect game. I don't think I'll ever see a perfectly officiated game, and you hardly ever see a perfectly played football game either by players or by coaches. It's just one of the elements of the game that the officials are held to a higher standard, and I get it, but it's kind of unachievable when you think about trying to make it perfect.
I want to argue with Mike, but I can't. I don't have the technological knowledge to argue with him. And he's right. There's a lot of bodies. The line of scrimmage is moving. It's hard to figure all of this stuff out.
Well, it's something that he says early about the microchip in the knee, the microchip in the elbow. And you're like, well, what does that have to do? No, because it's where what he's saying, and he's right, is it's where the ball is when the body goes down. It's a judgment. It's not so. If a guy's holding the ball forward, or the, you know, it's because there's still, so you need to figure out exactly where the knee goes down and the elbow goes down, and then where the ball is at that time. So it's not a single microchip effect, is what he's saying, and that underpins the whole thing.
It was jarring, though, that in that moment, none of us could see the ball. Like when you're looking at that replay and you're like, yeah, wait, where was he?
But in that moment, I just wanted the forward progress. Like he wasn't down yet. It's as far forward as he got the ball, and then he was pushed back and down. But the forward progress, that was a situation where just knowing how far the ball got would actually have been enough.
That's true. That's true. You're right. Like, that's one of those situations where it would have worked out.
Where it didn't matter. So that's what I would argue back to him. In that situation, it's just like that. But then I'm sure there would be a factor, kind of like the electronic strike zone in baseball, where it's got to be, you got to make sure the technology. Yeah, you got to make sure the technology is where it's supposed to be before you enact it. But I think if you could find a way to do a chip. But hell, man, if the kickers don't like the chip, I can't imagine the quarterback's liking it, if it really affects it in the way that he's talking about.
I wonder if that's like the reverse placebo effect, you know?
There's a chip in here, you know?
I could tell the weight of the ball was off when I kicked it. Maybe you should be worrying about other stuff, Justin Tucker.
You see, Dean Blandino was on Mad Dog Sports Radio and said, he was talking about the same issue, and he... another former head of officiating said, my brother is convinced that the league is rigged. He's convinced that I signed an NDA. When I left the league office, I cannot tell anybody that the league is rigged. We grew up in the same household, said That's Dean crazy. Blandino.
That sounds like you got to repair your relationship with your brother.
Well, he lives with a conspiracy theorist, or maybe not lives with him now, but he grew up with him. And his brother thinks that his own brother signed an NDA. Him. It's the problem with the deep state.
It really, really is. But we don't care about that. You want to know why? Because categories is next.
Mark Grody at the top of the hour with everything you need to hear from the coordinators who got introduced today. But we will play the game.
We're going to play categories. Stick around. It's always fun. That's next on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.